say, I got it early, so I'll leave it.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis, right after the Mishnah.
You might have to see the Mishnah again.
No problem. Sure. Starting with the Mishnah. Okay. Ha'oichel tumas chametz for Pesach. If someone eats chametz that was truma on Pesach, so like we mentioned yesterday, if a person eats chametz, not chametz, truma, a non-kayin during the rest of the year, so if he does it b'shaygig, besides the monetary payment that he owes to the kayin, there's also a kapara for eating the truma that he has to pay a karam v'chaymish, and that has to be of produce, and when he and the produce that he pays ends up becoming truma. Now, obviously, he doesn't have to pay twice. He can kill two birds with one stone, and he can pay the produce, and he's using both payments. But there's two separate considerations when he's paying b'shagig, when he ate a b'shagig, mashayeng, and when he eats a b'mezid. So then there's no gzeres akos of the parsha of kapar for achilas truma. All he, for eating truma, he's going to just get misa b'dei shemayim. And the only thing that he's gonna and as far as Mavinus is concerned, he just has the regular gzeila that could deen him between him and the kohen. So just like any other gzeila, you just pay for what you stole, what you ate. So then over here, I'll pay for what he stole, what he ate. So now, based on that, what happens if a person eats truma on Pesach that's chametz? So bishaygig, if he eats a bishaygig, so even though mitzad the Mominus, mitzavik zeila, he stole something that's worthless, and therefore he doesn't owe in dinim mominus anything to the kayin. But nonetheless, mishalom karam v'chaymish, he's going to have to pay a karam v'chaymish to the kayin out of the kaparas truma. And like we'll see in the Gemara, because as far as the kaparas truma is concerned, the pasha says we're not we don't care if there's a cause of that. You have to pay. You ate a pound of truma, you pay back a pound of truma. We don't care how much it's worth. So even though Bishas Maisa was worth nothing, and now you're paying back produce that's worth $10, you're still mechuyev.
Who does he pay it to?
So if he stole it from a specific kayin, it's paid to the specific kayin.
Why?
So that's the way the kapara it was set up.
But is that the way the kapara was set up only when there is a mamonos?
No, I think that halacha is the karen automatically goes to that kohen. The chaymish, I think, can go to any kohen, if I'm not mistaken. But the karen has to, that's the way it was set up. It goes to that kohen dafka.
Even though there is no mamonos.
Yeah, right. Just like a lot of other knossos we have like that also. Kaifa goes to the mishpach of the mace, even though it's a kapara for him. But the way to do the kapara is to give it to the mishpach of the mace, and so on and so forth. Right. So that's if he did it b'shaykh. What happens if he did a b'mezid? So then, like we said before, there's no parsha of tashlumei truma. There's just a regular mazik geneva dike halachas, and over here it's worthless. So then patur mitashlumei, so he doesn't have to pay not for the value of the food because it's worthless. And he doesn't have to pay the value that it would have been worth to use it as fuel because again it's also b'ana. So not only can you not eat it, you can't use it as fuel either, so it doesn't. Not only doesn't not have the $10 per pound value, it doesn't even have the $2 per pound value.
In the normal case of truma, if he pays back with food that's worth less than what he stole, he has to be master
the Gemara is going to get to there, but yes, 100%. Because like we said, there's always two considerations. So even if mitzad the achilas truma, he would be yotzik technically by doing such a thing. But mitzad, he wasn't yet to mitzad gzeila yet, and he would chenami. For that, he would just have to add money.
But not on the chomesh. The chomesh is just
the chomesh would only be on the value, right? Yeah.
What if the straw was mafresh but didn't give it yet to coin? And this shaggy cap.
Right. So that we discussed yesterday. So if he ate it before, if let's say he ate it before that after that farsha, before the Nesina. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says in Chulin that a person's mazik matnas kahuna before they were given to a specific kain. So then there's no way anybody could be tevei him because his mom and shayin told him.
Right, but that's in a case where he doesn't.
Well, no, one second. I'm thinking. Right. So mitzad dina mamnes shabai, there's no chiv. Mitzad a kapar, there will still be a kapar to be mafresh truma, and it will be truma that's sitting by him, the same way that the original truma was sitting by him to give it to whichever kohen he decides. So the kapara will be give, right. So it will give it to that. Assuming that, oh, I was assuming that he ate the truma that was in his house. So assuming that he was the Israel. Right, so he would be separated, and he would give it to whichever kohen he wants.
He would give the chemish to himself to give out to
the Karen and the chemish to himself to give it to whichever kohen he wants.
In this case, is true that he was taller than he is.
The pashas of the Mishnah is that he ate truma that was already given to a kohen. Right, because otherwise he wouldn't have, like we just said. Otherwise he wouldn't have the dina mamnas. All you would have is the kapar.
Amish
doesn't
talk
about it. Amish says, "Potter." No, Amish says, "You're potter because it's Chametz Pesach." But
yeah.
We'll see in the whole Gemara that we're dealing with the Dina, right? But and Anach Hanami.
We don't know his case for
Amish. Right, Anach Hanami, yeah, Anach Hanami, but. If it belonged to a specific kain, so then you're dealing with the dina mamas of that specific kain, and if it didn't belong to a specific kain, so then there is no dina mamas, and there's only it's mamas chayin latayim, and then there's only the kapara.
No chametz, no chametz. There's no din here of chametz. It's only din. You're saying this is the din true in stam is stam.
Bemazed, the karam chaimish b'shaygig is a kapara. So in addition to right, it's oh, that's the din. The Yisrael eats chuma to get a kapara. He has to pay back a karam v'chayim to chuma.
That's the
din. It also takes care of the din mamas, but it's even if there is no, it would be even if there is no mamas. Like for example, our case, even though it's worthless
because
it's chametz, and so mitzad din mamas, you would have been putter, but afa became right. And that's for why b'mezid he's potter, because b'mezid where you only have the dina mamas and dina mamas you're potter because you didn't damage. Okay, tanan hasam. So the Gemara goes back to the ikar din. We learned the Maseches Trumas. Ha'echol truma b'shaygig. If someone eats truma b'shaygig, mashalom karam v'chaymish, he has to pay karam v'chaymish. Echad ha'echol. This is whether he ate the truma v'echad ha'shaysa or he drank the truma v'echad ha'sach. Or whether he used it for sicha to smear it on his body to anoint himself with it, right? Because this halacha was said in the pasuk by achila, and we know that shti is kachila, and once shti is kachila, then we also know from Yuma and other places that sicha is kishliya. So mimela, these three things are included. But you do anything else to the truma, you don't have this parasha of karam v'chaimish. Meaning, if he destroyed it, he burnt it, then there's no parasha of karam v'chaimish. Now, this is furthermore echad truma tameya v'echad truma tameya. This halacha is true whether the truma that he ate was truma tameya, which anyway he couldn't have been eaten by the kayin, but nonetheless, since he ate truma, he has to pay this karam v'chaimish. V'echad truma tahira, and who had in truma tahira, that over there definitely that halacha applies. Mishalom chaim shav v'chaim dechaim shav, and he pays a fifth and a fifth of a fifth. Meaning to say, this guy was on a bad streak. He ate truma b'shaygig, so he paid back the karam v'chaimish, and then again b'shaygig he ate the chaimish that he paid back. So since the karam v'chaimish becomes truma. So now it's just like eating any other truma. So now he's going to have to pay back a karen v'chaimish on the chaimish. So that's the way the Mishnah says you could pay a chaimish v'chaimish v'chaimish. Meaning even the chaimish itself could keep on going more and more. Meaning it becomes like truma, and therefore if he were to eat that, it would also be subject to the rules of karen v'chaimish. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So iba yilu. So the Gemara has a shayla. Kishu mishalim, when you pay back this karam v'chaimish, lefi midah mishalim or lefi dam mishalim, this gzeres hakasa that you pay back, and you have to pay back in produce. So do you pay back just the volume that you ate, which is the way we explain the Mishnah until now, because that's the easier way to understand the Mishnah. You pay back per volume, and we don't care about the price. You ate a pound of apples, you pay back a pound of apples. Makes no difference what the price is. Or no, it's exactly because you have to pay back in apples, but you ate $10 of apples, so you pay back $10 worth of apples. Or it doesn't have to be apples, whatever produce you want to pay back. So that's the question. Do you pay back lefi mida or do you pay back lefi damim? So the Gemara explains, if at the time that you ate it, let's say a pound of apples was worth 4 zuz. And in the end, it went down in price and it's only worth a zuz. So loyalty by luck over there, you don't have a shiloh to get away with a pound nowadays, which is only worth a zuz. I ate $4 worth of truma, and now it went down to a dollar worth of truma, so I can get away paying a dollar worth of truma because I ate a pound and now I'm paying back a pound. Because the vada kemikar mashalim, of course, he can't pay less than the value that it was worth originally, lefi damim, to like gar megazlin, because he can't be worse than any other gazlin. Like we said in the Mishnah, there's always two considerations, because besides the consideration that you need a kapara, you also, at the end of the day, you stole his money. So until you pay him back for it, you ate your chiyuv of stealing his money. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah in Bava Kama, Kala Gazlanim, any gazlan, Mishalim, Kshasa Gzela, has to pay back how much it was worth at the time of the Gzela.
Now,
so now right away, Rabbi Kivager, there's a long Rabbi Kivager on the side over here, if you see. Rabbi Kivager is, there's still a bunch of Nafkaminas. So what you, Barak, said is one Nafkamina, and what we were saying before was all the other Nafkaminas. Meaning, the Nafkamina is, you're right, that at the end of the day, net, the client's going to have to get $4. But if Mitzad Hilkos Chuma, all you have to pay back is a pound of Chuma, so you can give him back 1 pound of produce and $3 cash. Another nafkamina is the chaimish would only be on the $1, not on the $4. The third nafkamina would be the kapara cannot, the kohen can't be meichel because it's a kapara, and the karam of chaimish, he can't be meichel. But over here, that means the kohen wouldn't be able to meichel the dollar. The other $3.
The kapara is the
Karen. Yeah, right. That's all. The whole thing is a kapara. The whole thing is a gzela.
How are you like getting a twofer over here? You're getting the heishav is a gzela, and you're getting the kapara.
Right. Because at the end of the day, the kain was made whole. So in hope of gzela, at the end of the day, he was made up.
I need to give a Karen of Heimish.
You have to give it regardless because of the kapara. But at the end of the day, the kain was made whole. So in Chayshav Mishpat, he got it reimbursed. So the third nafkamina, result of Kveger, is legale mechila. Again, in this case, it started off being $4, it went down to $1. So the dollar, the claim can't be meichel because I have to pay the dollar regardless. But the $3, which is just a regular din and mamon stick of din, if the claim wants to be meichel, give meichel. So even if it went down in price for Rav Kveger, and he doesn't really answer over here, is that there should still be many nafkaminas.
It goes up, you're out of the.
What do you mean? Right.
But the chumash is still based on
shas gzeilah. Right. Well, we're talking now that it went down.
Right.
If it goes up, the chumash is paid is based on the value of your paying at the time of the tashlumen. So that would really be totally in the shayla. What value do you pay at the time of the tashlumen? So how much the chumash will be totally in our shayla. Yeah. So the Gemara says just simply that if it went down in value, you zikra have to pay for anyway. So what is the shayla then? The opposite case. The mikara shavi zuzah, initially it was worth one. Then it went up to four. My. So what's the halacha? Do we say that if you meet the mishalim, you have to pay based on the measurement? The amale griva achal, griva mishalim, eda asa. So you pay asa. So even though the sa you ate is only worth a dollar, and now the sa you're paying back is worth $4, that's the gzeres hakasuf of tashlumi chuma. I don't lefi damim mishalim, or maybe not. Maybe you pay back lefi damim, which means to say you ate a dollar's worth of produce, so you have to pay back a dollar's worth of produce. So initially that was a sa, and now it's going to be whatever, a fraction of a sa. Bezuza alcha bezuza mishalim.
What do you mean? That's not going to be. Is that what Yossi is saying? Will pay for
six? No. Why not? You gave him back if it went down, we're going now that it went up in value. It went up in value.
So what's the shayla?
So the shayla is, is it exerted because you have to pay the fee immediately? You ate a pound.
If it's
an exil,
as
soon as you give him $10, you yaitze. But maybe you're not yaitze achilas truma until you give him a pound, even though a pound is worth $40.
And in the first case, why?
When it went down.
No, but on the chaimish, in the first case, when it went down. Why should the chaimish, when it went down in value, right?
Right.
So the chaimish should be on the lower value anyway.
Right, so that's what we said from Rav Kaveger. That which the Gemara said you have to pay the higher value anyway because of Kozak Kozlan and Kozak Kozlan, it still makes all those Nafkaminas right. That the Kapara is only the smaller value and the rest is just a regular Chayshim Mishpat ticket there. Right, so that's our Shaila. So Amar Yosef, Tashima. Achal Gregris, if a person ate dry figs of Chuma, Vashilim Tamarim, and instead, when he paid back, instead of paying back Gregory's dried figs, he paid back Tamarim dates instead, which in those days, Rashi says, dates were more chashuv than figs, so they were worth more. So says the Brisa, Tavi Avol Bracha. So it's Tavi Avol Bracha for doing so. So, Iyamir Bishlama Lefi Midim Mishalim Bishlama, if you say you ate a pound of dates, of figs, so you have to give him back a pound of dates. Even though the pound of dates is worth more than a pound of figs, so then I understand I'm atulaki because of that. That's why he's getting a bracha. The achal griva de gregris he ate a saw of figs the shavis zuzah. The koyav griva de tamarim he's paying back a saw of dates the shavis arba which is worth four zuz. So that's why he's getting a bracha because the koyin's gaining a lot more than he initially lost. Eli amrit lefi damim mishalom, but if he only has to pay back lefi damim. That means he ate $10 worth of figs, so he's going to pay back $10 worth of dates, which is much less volume of dates than he originated figs. So my tavil of bracha. So what's the grace of tavil of bracha that he's getting? He ate his zuzah, he's paying back his zuzah. What is the claim really gaining by the fact that he gave a better material? Right, Amar Abaye says Abaye, loy lo mafidamim shal no raya. Maybe I can tell you, you're only paying back lafidamim. V'amai tavel lebracha. So you're going to ask me, why is it tavel lebracha? Teretz is the akam midi loy kavetz lezvina, v'kav mishal midi the kavetz lezvina. You're right. $10 of figs and $10 of dates are both the same $10, just like a pound of gold and a pound of feathers. They're both a pound. But at the end of the day, if you ask me, what would I rather have, a pound of figs or a pound of dates? I would rather have a pound of dates because a pound of dates. Is if I would decide to sell it to somebody, I would have a much easier time selling it. So, even though in value they're worth the same, but not all things that are worth the same means that they're technically the same. I mean, I would much rather have the thing that's more marketable and so on and so forth. So therefore, it's still tavel bracha because you at the end of the day you did give him a better min. Now the Gemara comes to our Mishnah Tanan. Our Mishnah says if a person eats truma that's chametz on Pesach, b'shoygi mishalom karam chayvus. If it did a b'shoygi, he has to pay this karam chayvus. Says the Gemara, i'amr b'shlomo lefi midi mishalom. So b'shlomo, if you hold lefi midi mishalom shaper, so then we understand why you have to pay back. Because even though the chametz was worthless, like we explained, when you ate it, who cares? You pay back lefi midi. You ate a pound of chametz wheat. You're paying back a pound of wheat, regardless, even though that one was worth zero and this one's worth 10. Eli Amr Lefidamim Mishal, but if all you have to pay back is the value that you ate, so Chometz for Pesach Bar Damim, does Chometz have Damim on Pesach? So what are you going to pay back exactly? So must be, we have arrived from our mission, must be Lefimidim Mishal. Says the Gemara, maybe Lo'ilama could tell you that you pay back Lefidamim. Are you going to ask me a kasha? Chometz on Pesach is not worth anything. Tarek says, yes, Chometz on Pesach could be worth something. Hamani Rav Yosi Aglili, because maybe the town of our mission is Rav Yosi Aglili. The Omar, Chometz on Pesach Mutar Bana. Rav Yosi Aglili, like we know from earlier in our parak, holds that Chometz on Pesach is Mutar Bana. So according to him, Chometz on Pesach is taka worth something. So maybe the town of the mission is Rav Yosi.
Even if it's Stam Mishnah,
this is definitely called the Deichel Teres.
But
the Gemara Kedarka will do this all the time. That if you want to prove something, it has to be 100% proof. And Mimela, if you have any Deichel Pshat to say, even if it's Mamish far out, the Gemara will many times do that just to say that it's at the end of the day, it's not a proof. Yeah, according to this shot, then it comes out we wouldn't pass it like this mission. So Ihachi, if you want to say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, so Emma Sefer, let's read the Sefer of the Mishnah. It says, if you ate it, he doesn't have to pay or for the food that he ate, and not even for its value as fuel. But if we're going like a basic leader, my patum is shlumim ve'esim. You're right that in the safe there's only chayshu mishpat. There's no achilas truma considerations over here because he did a b'meizid. But at the end of the day, mitzat chayshu mishpat according to Rabbi Yosi is worth money. So I damaged $3 of the kohen's property. So why should I be patur? So now the Gemara says again another deichik, another shita that we don't hold like. You know what pshat in the sefer is according to this? This Tana holds also like Rabbi Nachum ben Akana, who we also had earlier in our parak. Rabbi Nachum ben Akana said that the same way that there's kamle mederabim minei on Mises Bezdin, who adin there's kamle mederabim minei on Mises B'dei Shemai. And therefore, somebody who damaged something on Yom Kippur in a way that he was Michal Yom Kippur is the same as if he damaged something on Shabbos. The same way that if he damaged on Shabbos, he's potter from paying. So what then if he damaged on Yom Kippur, which is Misa B'day Shemaim, which is Karis, so he also is potter from paying. Memela, who I didn't over here, since when he eats the Chuma B'mezid, he's Chayav Misa B'day Shemaim for eating the Chuma, so Memela, he's not going to have to pay the Gzela to the Kayin. According to this, it has nothing to do with Kohen.
He's got a dual Misa over here.
He has a double Misa. Yeah, and a Kharami.
But it would be weird that the Mishnah is talking about
specifically Pesach. Okay, because the ratio was Nagia to Pesach.
Right.
So the Sefer we're just in, yeah. What were we asking for?
Actually, the Sefer's
amazing. Yeah. Says the Gemara. So far we don't have a proof from the Mishnah. Definitely, again, like we said, the more pashup shot of the Mishnah is if we meet a Mishalim. So if we hold like that lamaskana, then that definitely would be the simple way to learn the Mishnah. But however, it's not proven yet. So the Gemara wants to say that it's a machlokes tanayim. If you pay the fee mida or the fee damin, because it says ha'oichel chumas chametz for Pesach. If someone eats chuma that was chametz on Pesach, potter min shum min meis and Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says the oichel is potter. Because he ate something that's worthless.
This is Meizid or Shogeg?
It doesn't say, but we're assuming that it's Shogeg.
That's Shogeg.
Yeah.
So there is no kapara according
to Fakir, there is. The kapara is only Shogeg. Oh, wait, that's what you mean to me. There's nothing to pay. That's what you meant. I thought you meant it's not a case that Kapar's not getting. No, yeah, I misunderstood you. Sorry. Yeah, meaning even the Kapar, you wouldn't have to pay, and the reason is because Lafi Dam and Mishalim, and it's worthless. That Rabbi Kiva obviously holds Lafi Dam and Mishalim, and that's Kufa why you're potter, because he's worthless. Rabbi Yechon Menuri says, no, he's Chayiv. And why are you Chayiv? Because he holds Lafi Mida Mishalim, so who cares if you ate something that was worthless? Alpha Begain, you have to pay it back, and that's Kufa tonight. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechon Menuri. Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Yechon Menuri, Ma'ana yeshloi, but at the end of the day, what's it worth to him? It's worthless. Amar Rabbi Yechon Menuri, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechon Menuri says to Rabbi Kiva, Ma'ana yeshloi chol chuma tmeya b'shar kol yimei sashana. A kayin eats chuma tmeya b'shar yimei sashana. Not a kayin, a zar eats chuma tmeya b'shar yimei sashana. The rest of the year, forget about Pesach. The Bryce said before, or the Mishnah, said whether it's Shumatayr or whether it's Shumatameh, he paid back a Karen Mechemish. Now, if it's Bisham, it's Shumatayr, it's worth something. If it's Shumatameh, it's not worth anything, the Kohen can't eat it. So, and at the beginning, he pays a Karen Mechemish. Oh, so Amar Loi, no Raya. Imarta, but Shumatameh, Bisharim Mezeshana, Shalva Bishayla, but Heter Achila, you're right, Shumatameh, the rest of the year, he cannot eat it, but Yeshle Ba Heter Asaka, but at least he could use it for fuel, he could still have enough from it. So at least it's still worth something. Over here, chametz on Pesach, it's also across the board. Both bakila and ba'anah, so the kohen has zero from it. So if you want to compare it to anything, what could you compare it to? The trumas tushim ve'anovim.
But over there, by trumas meya, is Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri going to say that you're going to be mechayev only, or Rabbi Kiva would say that you're going to be mechayev only the mei hasher?
If you hold a feed dummim, so the value of truma tameya is going to be much less than the value of truma tameya.
That's what you're
going to pay. And Rabbi Kiva, you will pay much less, yes. Okay. Yeah. So halam azadim, what is the truma and chametz compared to? If you want to compare it to eating truma the rest of the year, we can compare it to the truma tusim v'anavim, the truma of berries or grapes, that you juice them, and then shenitma, shen le'hetar achila, le'hetar hasakot, over there, fruit juices are not right for asaka, can't be eaten because they're tamei. So over there, they're taka worthless once they're tamei. And Rashi speaks out, don't tell me you could use it for zilof, because like we said earlier in our Masechta, we're not going to let it sit around for zilof midrabanan because we're cheshed that it's going to isn't a complete takala. To spray it around to like an air freshener.
Oh, air freshener.
So that was the machlokes. The Baisa continues. When is this whole shaila negea a person who eats trumas chametz on Pesach if he has to pay or not? If he was mafresh the truma before it became chametz and only afterwards did it become chametz, he was mafresh, let's say, wheat, and then afterwards the wheat got wet and became chametz. So then it was a valid truma. And Rashi speaks out. Who I think we could have said that he was mafresh before Pesach. So at the time of the Al-Fashah, there's no problem in being mafresh trumas chametz. Avo mafresh trumas chametz, but if a person was mafresh b'shas the Al-Fashah's truma, it was already chametz and it's on Pesach. Dibarakol and a kedusha. So then everybody, then the whole shah is not negeya, because since at that point in time it's not edible by the kohen, so the whole Al-Fashah didn't take effect in the first place. It wasn't chal. So if a zar would eat that trumas chametz, he didn't need truma. Tani idach. We have another brisa. It says in the brisa, the nasan lakayin es hakodesh. This is the pasuk where we learn this halacha of achilas truma, that if a person eats truma b'shaykig, it says the nasan lakayin es hakodesh. He pays back the kayin kodesh. So what does it mean that he pays back kodesh? This teaches us that he doesn't pay back money, but rather he pays back a davar royally as kodesh. He pays back produce that is roy to become truma, and then when he pays it back, that's the gzeiras hakazav, that it becomes truma. Prat lo eichot shumas chametz v'pesach. Now, since the halacha is that it has to be royally as kodesh, so therefore, someone who eats shumas chametz on Pesach is potter min atashlumin u'midmeitzim. He's potter from paying back its value at lachila and even its value as far as fuel is concerned. There would be lezer ben Yaakov. Meaning, there's a whole new consideration why you should be potter. Till now, we were saying maybe the theme dama misham you're potter because it's worthless. Lezer ben Yaakov says the reason why you're potter is because you have to pay back, even though the maskan you don't have to give back the exact replacement, but the halacha starts from replacing back what you ate. And since I can't replace back what I ate, an exact replacement, because as of now it's usur, so from mitzad exeris hakasov I would be potter.
If you ate wheat and had it with some chametz, giving back wheat that's not chametz, it's not a different thing.
But I ate wheat that was chametz. And I have to, according to the way Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is learning the Zeres HaKazav, I have to give back something that can become an exact replacement of what I took.
Why are you giving it right now? Why are you giving it back in 5 days?
The Chiyuv is Chal right now. That's how he understands. So since at the time of the Chiyuv, I can't give back a double royally as Kodesh, I can't give back an exact replacement, it made it unpotted.
Forever.
Yeah. Rabbi Elazar Chisma Mechai. Rabbi Elazar Chisma disagrees. He says it's chayav, meaning because Enochanami is a gzeiras hakasuv that you have to pay it back. But like any one of these things, either I don't have to pay it back now, or it doesn't have to be exact replacement. And there's no patur. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar Chisma. V'chi mahanoyesh loibos. So the way Rashi explains, Enochanami, you don't agree to my gzeiras hakasuv, but stamza, you took something that's not worth anything. So vaita, why should you have to pay back? Which is the time of lefidam. Amalei Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the same Shakav Tari as in the previous prices. So Rabbi Elazar Chisma says back to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, V'chi ma'hana yesh lo yichol truma tmeya b'shayim ha'shana. Shemeshalem, we know that if a person eats truma tmeya the rest of the year, you have to pay it back over there. Why is it worth anything? It's tamei, the kohen can't eat it. So we see that even if it's not worth anything, afa b'kin, that's the gzeiras hakasuv, you pay back, which is what we called before lefi midah meshalem. So Amalei, so on that he answered back that lo, you don't have a riot from there, because imam marta b'truma tamei, because if you want to say that you have to pay back truma tamei b'shari b'shashana the rest of the year, the reason why you have to pay it back is because it's taka worth something. You're right that the kohen can't eat it, so it's not worth the value of food. But yeshli bo heter asaka, but at least it's worth fuel. Taimer b'zu masha enkin over here, trumas chametz. It's not worth anything, because not only could the kohen not eat it, he can't even use it as fuel. Amalei, so on that he answered back, af bezu yesh leba heter hasaka. No, there is a heter hasaka over here. She'im rotza hakohen, because if the kohen would want, meritza lefnei kalboi, He could feed it to his dog on Masika Tachas Hashila, or he could burn it under his thing, under his pot, which is, yeah, like, seems like Rabbi Yezegli, that it's Chametz Mutabana. Amar Abai. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov of the second Brisa, Rabbi Akiva of the first Brisa, Rabbi Yechem ben Uri, Kulu Sir Lehu Chametz HaPesach Asabana. They all hold that really Chametz HaPesach is Aser Bana. Ubaha Pligi, and so what then is the Machlekes in the first Brisa between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechem ben Uri? Teretz is, Rabbi Akiva suffered, like we explained before, the Fidam and Mishalim. So he says that since you pay back the Fidam, so eating Chumas Chametz on Pesach, there's no Damim, and therefore, you're Pater. Rabbi Yechem ben Uri says, you're right. You ate something that's no damim, but who cares? Savalafimida Mishalim. Since the chiyuv to pay back is lafimida, it doesn't make a difference that you ate something that's no damim. I agree, it has no damim, but it doesn't make a difference. You're chayv regardless. Says the Marav Pshita. Obviously, that's pshat in the mission. What's the bai coming to say? That, what else is the pshat in the machlekes? You might have said Rabbi Yechem ben Uri namik Rabbi Kiva sirle damim lafim damim Mishalim. Maybe Rabbi Yechem ben Uri agrees to Rabbi Kiva that you pay back lafim damim v'hasam and pshat in the first price that Rabbi Yechem ben Uri said that when you eat chumas chametz on Pesach you have to pay it back. Is hainu time to call mechayiv? Why is he saying you're chayiv mishum to sabal Rabbi Yechem agreed to damim chametz b'pesach mudro na? Maybe the reason why he says you have to pay it back is because he holds a taka mutabana and a taka has a value. Like Rabbi Yisya Glili, Kamashalom, don't make that mistake. Don't say he holds like Rabbi Yisya Glili. Rather, he holds that it's also banan has no dumbin, but alpha PK, he holds the Fimida Mishalom. The Emach Chinami, so how do you know that's Taka Pshat? Maybe he Taka holds that it's worth money because he holds like Rabbi Yisya Glili. So Im Kain says the Gemara, if that was the case, Nahetele Rabbi Yechem ben Uri, the Rabbi Kiva, let Rabbi Yechem ben Uri of the first price answer back Rabbi Kiva, ki hechidim mahadale Rabbi Lozor chitzma le Rabbi Lozor ben Yaakov. Meaning in the second price, we have the exact same Shaka Bataria, but the first price left the Kasha hanging, and the second price answered back. The Kasha was, Chametz HaPesach is worth nothing because you can't even use it la'asikoi. The first price, he left it hanging. The second price, he answered back, what do you mean? Chametz HaPesach, you could also be ma'asikoi. And why is that? Because Rabbi Lozor chitzma in the second price holds like Rabbi Yechem ben Uri. So if Rabbi Yechem ben Uri in the first price also holds like Rabbi Yechem ben Uri, he would have said the same teretz. And the fact that he didn't say that teretz, obviously because it's not a true teretz. He agrees that Chametz of Pesach is Aser Bana. And after Pekin, he was trying to say the Yechayv because of Lefidam and Mishal. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Ha'oichu Gezayis Truma, if he eats a Gezayis of Truma, Mishal and Karim Chemish. Abashal Oimer Achi, Abashal Raputa has to be a Shal Raputa. Meaning the Shaila is, like, we know in normal Dina Mamis, the minimum to ever be Chayv for Gzela, for Hezek, is a Shal Raputa. Less than that, we're not Machayv. What about over here? Over here, it's a special parsha. So, what's the minimum threshold? Is it a kizayis, or is it a shavavuta? So, pashtus, the machlokes over here is, Tanakama says the minimum is to eat a kizayis. If he eats less than a kizayis, regardless of the value, he is potter. Abashol says it's totally not in the volume that he ate, but rather on the value that he ate. If he ate a shavavuta, he's chayiv. If he didn't eat a shavavuta, then he's potter.
But why mitzad the gizela? Would he be
Potter? Right, so, and
if it's
just like we said in the previous video, Anachanami, if it was less than a Gzayis and it's worth more than a Putah, so he would have the Din Gzayis just like he had a Mezi, but he wouldn't have the Parsha of Kerem V'Chaymish. Right, yeah.
So he would be
able to pay in cash. He would be part of the V'Chaymish, and even the Kerem, he could pay in cash. He doesn't have to pay in produce.
So we come out like that you have to pay in produce?
Oh, well, the Gemara was not
like of Dam and Mishalim.
But the Gemara came out that it's a machlokes, lefi Dam and lefi Mida.
Right, but do you still have to give actual produce?
Yeah, that's clear. Right. That's a question. The shaila is how much produce you give based on the volume or based on the value.
Right. But here you're saying if it was less than a gazayas, then you could just give him cash.
Right, because then there's no parsha of Karam Chaimish in the first place.
Isn't the fact that Prut is relevant a raya that this is?
Well, we have to see why Prut is relevant. We'll see in a minute.
It doesn't have to do with volume, though.
Pruta
is a measurement of...
Yeah, but we'll see in a minute. Maybe it's a Zaytik Xeris HaKosa that has to be at least a Pruta. Okay, let's see. My time at the Tanakama, what's Pshat in the Tanakama? That says it's totally in a Gezayis. Makro, because it says in the Pasuk over here, Ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shkaga. The Pasuk is when a person eats truma b'shegik. V'achila b'gzayis. We know all dini achila and tera. The stam achila is a minimum of a gzayis. So the parshas said when he ate a gzayis. Abashola, my time was pshat in Abashola that it's totally in a pruta. Amakor, because it's in the pasuk v'nasan. The end of the pasuk is when he does this v'nasan akayin es akayidish. So the Torah says it has to be in a sina. So even whether it's the fimida, whether it's the dumb, at the end of the day, it has to be in a sina to the kain. The in a sina pachas meshal pruta. It's not called if you gave him anything less than a shalav pruta, then you didn't give him anything. So because of this gzeres akasav that the part of the kapara is you have to give it to the kain. So it has to be a minimum of a pruta because otherwise you didn't fulfill the nasan la kain.
That means if you ate 3/4 or 8/10 of a pruta, then you would have to.
Okay, so this you're asking a good question. The Gemara really didn't get it wrong. That do you need a pruta in the karen itself or the karen plus the chaimish? Unless the nasin is going on the karen by itself, and then I guess it says v'nasan la kain is a kodesh, and then afterwards the chamish yisayi sevelov. So maybe the karen itself has to be nasina, and then the chaimish is an addition to that.
Unless the
chaimish
is
included
from the nasina, so then you'd have to give
that.
Then you would have to give
that. No, the chaimish zikr doesn't have to be pruta. If the chametz is a pruta, it doesn't have a din of nasina. The chaimish, it doesn't have to have a shir nasina, which is true.
If you from the karen.
Theoretically, but except that there's halacha where there's no karen, there's no chaimish. Yeah, you're right. You're indirectly part of the chaimish. Right. There's no halacha in the scene on the chaimish. Correct. But I'll tell you a very positive opinion. If you eat a pruta of chametz of chuma, the chaimish is going to be a quarter of a pruta. So and after begin you owe the chaimish. No one's going to say you're part of the chaimish there because. But even if you give it at a separate time, yeah. Okay, v'idach. So the first man that Benami, the second man that Abashol, who says it's totally in the sina, haksiv yoichol. What does he do with the lashon of achilos? So the ma'ase you need a minimum of gezayis. So says the Gemara, who prat lemazik? That yoichol is not coming to teach us that it has to be a shir achila, but rather that this whole parsha is only dafka, like we said the whole time, only when you eat shuma. But a person steals shuma or is mazik shuma, then there's no parsha of keram chaimis, and that's a regular chayshim mishpat. Who says that it's totally in a shir achila haksiv v'nasan? Lemaise it also says v'nasan. So what does he do with that? The ikur is not the word nasan over there. It says v'nasan l'kayin is akaydish, which comes to tell us that you don't pay in cash, you pay in produce, you pay a double royally as kaydish that now becomes kaydish, that becomes truma. So in order to say as a kaydish, it has to say v'nasan. So the v'nasan is not coming to teach us a drasha of shir nasina. Tana Rabbana. Ha'oichol truma. Pachas megezayis. If a person eats truma less than a gezayis, mishalmas a karam v'nei mishalmas a chemish. He doesn't. There's no din of karam v'chemish over here. He pays back the karam because he's a regular gazan, but he doesn't have to pay back the chemish because he ate less than the minimum. Says the Gemara, hechidami. Either as v'shavapruta, if it's less than a shavapruta karen amid l'sham, so he shouldn't have to pay the karen because there's no chayshem mishpat on masan shavapruta. There is a shal pruta chayav hamish na'amid l'shalim because the Gemara is assuming now that a pruta is the shear for karen v'chaimish like Abashol sheet in the previous brisa. Says as the Gemara la'ilam the isve shal pruta it was taka worth a pruta v'afilu hachi kiman the is the last big isayis mishalmas karen v'mishalmas chaimish because like the other sheet mitzad the achilas truma it has to be a minimum gezayis. You didn't hit the gezayis, so you're potter from the karen v'chaimish. But mitzad the chayshim mishma, you have to pay it back because it was at least a gezayis. Amru rabbanan kamei der papa. The rabbanan said this over in front of our papa, and they asked, "Had like Abashol? If you're going to say this is the pshat of the b'risa, then the b'risa doesn't stem with Abashol. Dika Abashol, because according to Abashol, ha'amar doesn't Abashol say kiven sheish b'shal pruta." We just got finished saying according to Abashol in the previous brisa that the minimum share is a shavar pruta. That means it doesn't need a gezayis. As once you eat a pruta, you pay back a karam chaimish. So how could the brisa over here have a case that you're eating less than a gezayis, but it's at least a shavar pruta that you have to pay back a karam, but not a chaimish? Must be it's not going like Abashol. What we're talking about? Aichel.
But Right, but it's pachas mekazayis, so therefore you have to pay the hezek.
But according to Abishol, but manashach, the Fred Gemara, if it's worth a pruta, according to Abishol, so then you have to pay back Karam Chemish.
But didn't we just say we're not going like Abishol?
That's exactly what he's saying. This price is not Abishol, because like Abishol, that wouldn't make sense. That he's making a cheshbon.
Okay.
Yeah, he's making a cheshbon. He's just speaking out. This price is the loik Abishol, the ik Abishol, because according to Abishol, it wouldn't be possible to pay the Karam without paying the Chemish over here. So Mimil Al-Kach, the price is not like Abishol. Amaluhu Rapapasol, and that Rapapasol said back to them, to the Talmidim, after the time of Abishol, no, you could say the price is stims with Abishol. Because Abishol, Tati Boy, we're making a mistake. We thought Abishol holds you only need a pruta and not a gezayis. No. Abishol agrees that it says kiyaycho and you need a gezayis. He holds that in addition to a gezayis, it also needs to be a pruta. I mean, the Tanakhama held it only needs to be gezayis and not a pruta. Abishol says you have two conditions. It needs to be both. So Mamele, when it's less than a gezayis, everybody would agree that you're pater from the parsha of Karam Chaimish, from the kapara of Truma. Frighty more me boy Abishol Tati, is that so that Abishol needs both? I votnan Abishol Oimer. Abishol says, Eshi ish boyshaw pruta chai vatashlumen, Eshi ain't boyshaw pruta in a chai vatashlumen. If the amount that you ate is a shaw pruta, then you're chayiv. If it was less than a shavar pruta, then you're not chayv to pay back. Or loy on that, the chacham asked him, loy omer shavar pruta elo inyan mi'ila bavad. The shear of shavar pruta only is negea by mi'ila. By mi'ila, it's takatoli in the damim, it's not toli in anything else. So hanah from hektish would be toli. If it was a shavar pruta, then he's chayv mi'ila. If it's less than a shavar pruta, he's potter from mi'ila. Avol a truma, but lagabi, this parash of achilas truma, zar hu ate truma, ain't a chayv al shiyah by kezayis. So then it's the shear has nothing to do with the shavar pruta. All it has to do is if was it a gezayis or was it not a gezayis. Vim Isa, if you are correct, Papa, that Abishol requires both, if that's the case, so when the Chachamim are coming to argue, the Chachamim are saying you don't need both, you only need gezayis. So if that's the case, kivan sheyesh begezayis mebayle. So they shouldn't say until there's a gezayis, because Abishol never said that you're chayiv for less than a gezayis. They should have said once there's a gezayis, you're chayiv regardless whether it's a shavar pruta or not. From the fact that they said until there's a gezayis, it's mashma fakert, that Abishol was coming to say that even if it's less than a gezayis, if it's a shavar pruta, you're chayiv. And on that, the Chacham said, no, it's not true that you're not chayiv until you eat a gezayis. So Tufta, this is Nakash and Rapapo, who says that Abishol requires both. And here we clearly see that all Abishol cares about is that it's worth a gezayis. It's worth a pruta, not the shear. Says the Gemara continues, V'av Rapapo Hadarbei, and even Rapapo, who originally wanted to say that Abishol requires both, he himself will see from a different member that Rapapo said, which is going to be a long member, we're not going to get to the maskan of it until tomorrow's Gemara, but we're going to see that Rapapo himself was chayzer, and he agrees that all Abishol cares about is that it's worth a kezayis, that it's worth a pruta, and not that it's a kezayis. The Tanya, because we have a baisa, the baisa says, V'chata b'shkaga, this parsha of Achilas Shum, it says that he did a b'shagig, prat l'mezid. One second. This is not the parsha of Truman Bishagig. This is the parsha of Mi'ila. He had Hanah from Hekdesh Bishagig. So it says Bishkaga, Prat Lamezid. He's coming to exclude that the whole parsha of Mi'ila also, the Karam of Chaimish Asham, is only if he did it Bishagig, not if he did it Bemezid. V'aloi Dinu.
By Kachim, there's also a Chaimish?
By Mi'ila, right. It's Karam of Chaimish, but it's a different Karam of Chaimish because it's a Karam of Chaimish in cash. It's not double royally as Kaidish. And.
I mean, cash is right.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it doesn't have to be right, like Truma, that it has to be Dafka produce. And also, by Mila, there's a carbon also. There's a Asha Milas. So, Valaydinu, L'chayra, you don't need this Drasha B'shkaga to exclude Mezid. L'chayra, you have a Kavachayma to teach us that B'mezid there's no carbon Mila. Because Umar Shar Mitzvahs, other Averis that require a carbon, let's say he ate Chay liver or anything like that. Shechai ben Karis, any of these Averis, had they been done b'mezid, it would be Chayv Karis, because that's the rule. Achatas only comes on an Aver that had it been done b'mezid, it would be Chayv at a minimum of Karis. And nonetheless, Paiter Bohem es Amezid, when he does them b'mezid, he's Pater from bringing a carbon, so Me'ila, She'em b'Karis, Me'ila, which is less Chamer, There's no karas by doing meila b'mezid. We'll see later on. Tomorrow's daf it's a machlekes. Either there's only malchus, or maybe according to one man number misa b'di shemaim, but definitely not karas. Misa b'di shemaim is less chomer than karas. So any din shapatav as mezid, so the aver is less chomer. So koshkein b'mezid, there should not be a carbon. Says the gemara loy no raya. Im amr b'shar mitzvah is. If you're going to say that by other mitzvahs, by chivei chatos, when you do a b'mezid, there's no carbon shekein lechay b'misa because they don't have misa b'dei shemayim. Tamer mila shechay b'misa, masha enkem mila has the chumra that it's chay misa b'dei shemayim. So therefore, you can't learn it from a kavah chaymer, and therefore, tamer leimer b'shkaga prava mezid. That's why you need the pasuk to say b'shkaga to explicitly exclude mezid. Now this price contradicts itself. Right, says the Gemara. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya bar Oven. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked Rav Chiya bar Oven. This price doesn't make any sense. High Tanam Mikar Alim Alei Karis. Initially, when he made the Kavah Chaimer, obviously he was assuming that Karis is more Chomer than Misa B'nei Shemayim, because that was his Kavah Chaimer. If Averis that are Chayv Karis don't bring a carbon Bezid, so Averis that are Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim Kol Shekain. To make that Kavah Chaimer, obviously Misa B'nei Shemayim is, like we know, less than Karis. On that, and then in the Pircha, he said the exact opposite. He said that Misa B'dei Shemayim is more chomer. Because what was the Pircha? Don't bring. Maybe Truma is different because Truma is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Masha and anything else doesn't have Misa B'dei Shemayim. Why is that a Pircha?
He wasn't going and comparing it back to Karas. He was comparing it to Sharmitz.
But Sharmitz is that bring a Karban Chatos.
Oh,
which are Chai Vekrisis. So Mamanoshech, which one is more chomer? The Amalei, so he answered him, Hachikamer. This is what the Sefer meant to say. Not loy im marta that this has a chumra of misa b'dei shemayim, because that's not a chumra, that's takakula. But rather, what he meant to say is loy im marta b'shar mitzvos shekein loychay ben misa b'pachas mikizayis. There is a chumra over here, because you're right that the level of the einish is less chumra, it's only misa, it's not karis, but mitzad sheni, the shear is more chumra. Because this misa that he gets for me'ila is even less than a kezayis, as soon as it's a pruta. Masha enkein shar mitzvahs, any other chiyuv krisis, any other chiyuv chatas, achilas kachim, or achilas chelev, anything that's chayv karis, and you would bring a karma for achilas, we don't care if it's worth a pruta, it has to be a minimum of a kezayis. Tamer mila shechayv ba misa bipachas megezayis, whereas mila is a chayv less than a kezayis. Va'amalei, so he told him, k'tenuach daitcha, give him a bracha, you should have yishav adas, Shenach to decide because you miyash my das. You gave me a good teretz. You made me happy. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you a bracha of tenuach daitcha. So we'll leave off over here for now. The Shachavatai will mention some continue tomorrow. So but as of now, we're saying that the chumra of truma is of mila is that you could be chayiv even less than a kezayis, whereas everything else requires at least a kezayis to be chayiv.
And it has to be a fruta or no?
As long as it's a fruta.
As long as it's a fruta.